Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I kept looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass if I can run away from my ass.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Point of time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore...
That good
help
can't
be. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Did you come up with a hottest show on the internet? It's Red the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell for Good. International
Hail, hail, all from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Konnichiwa!
It's like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
You get the fuck out of the way, Timmy. You don't talk to me like
Timmy!
Son of a bitch. Oh, you got to love that. You got to love that. What happened, people? This is Fantastic Friday. Miss Heavenly Angel, I see you within the building early. What happened?
What?
You what happened? You who?
No, I got in 44 seconds before the show started.
Oh, okay. Well, we got some peepers off up in this yacht early. Oh, Mr. Sinai, co-host, you already know. This is Ms. Heavenly Angel on the line, people all the way from Washington. And we got one of my old home girls, Mr. E. Moles, his wifey. You know what I'm saying? Miss Just Last Night. Miss Just Last Night. And we always got to sing her name, people. Yeah, we got to sing her name every time. You know what I'm saying? And for the time being, the guest, whoever that is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, what's up to you? And she can't hear nothing. What the is going on with that? All right, well, she'll be back. All right, well, konnichiwa. Welcome to a fantastic, that is, Friday. And we up in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually on I'm on the little soundboard, right? I'm trying to find some late breaking news.
Excuse me.
No, that don't sound good though. I'm looking for some late breaking news music. You know what I'm saying? And can't really find that yet. They got all this ABC, NBC, and. I might use they shit still, the NBC. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. But that's what I'm working on, people. Trying to get some new music. Not new music, some new sounds for the news. Because today, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be having news breaks like this. You know what I'm saying? That's the sound that I need. And I can't find that sound, you know what I'm saying?
All you need to do is record that one.
That sound.
Yeah, I like that.
Never do that, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I got to play some music if I'm going to have to record that real quick. Yeah, that's what's going down. Check this out, people. So I can record my... And then I upload it.
That's cute. I like that. That's going on.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Spontaneous Fridays. This is anything and everything is going down. You know what I'm saying? Since we got Miss Just Last Night. We got her in the building. We're going to go ahead and do a little something like this. Yeah. You got me misunderstood. Right back at you. Hold on.
Drug pain and have everybody get a break.
Many are called, but the chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you? Yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga that calls you proceeding. And like any lover who's been scorned, it's simple. baby, you bounce, give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad. You see, every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick, or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on. You see, your rights don't make me wrong, and 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm gonna sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. Baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I'll just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night, so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I made you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
Since we off into this little poetic moment, man, y'all already know how I do it up in there, man. Y'all already know how I do it. I got to bring you one more. This is Miss Q Phrase. Make sure y'all check her out. Amazon.com from pedal to sepo.
Jack can plant his seed and grow his stalk. Life is high and held the truth. Ignite the cell and held a cycle in matrimony. Rolling like the wind. Leaves from trees. Trees think about the leaves. Through history. Known for his mind altering properties. Offering prophecies that are evident and true. Take these papers. Spin a firecracker. Get lit. Stay tenacious. Held the truth. The author of the oppressed man. Held the truth.
Freedom.
Life. Liberty. And the pursuit to be happy. A declaration of independence. From control off. No more characters of peace. And held the trees. And only take what is needed. Care for the seasons if they were our children. And what the act forgets, the tree remembers. And held the trees. And held the trees. And held the trees. And held the trees. When I die. And held the trees. Burning up the hell I struggle. Get lit. Inhale the tree. 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 And let the tribes of the ancient world pollinate the earth, which has been a fruitful food. Inhale the sins of our fathers. Inhale the tree. Exhale the culture built on diversity. All done under the family tree of life. Speaking words that will change the future. Taking redemption as my bride. Dust formed into ashes. That stimulates the consciousness. That stimulates the consciousness. That stimulates the consciousness. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
When I die.
Inhale the tree.
One that may be burned for his conduct,
or printed as a book, and inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smell-It-Melon.
Right here live on BlogTalkRadio.com.
The Starship Smell-It-Melon.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
And motherfucking...
Timmy!
Goddamn right. All right, people. We got some late breaking news.
And some good news out of Iraq. U.S. military commanders announced that the third annual Bring Your Daughter to War Day was a great success. Over 15,000 daughters got to see firsthand what goes into fighting a war. From raiding homes in Basra to enforcing the 8 p.m. curfew in Mosul to interrogating prisoners in Tikrit.
So glad she came out here to see what they do all the time.
There are lots of explosions and I saw a leg.
Daughters got to ride in the cockpit with dad or mom on bombing runs. And a few even saw the action inside tanks patrolling the Triangle of Death. Conceived as a way to open young women's eyes to opportunities in the armed forces, Bring Your Daughter to War Day also provides a way for girls to see their parents once a year.
It's something she'll never forget for the rest of her life, I'm sure.
She got to go in there. We raided a few houses. She came in behind me.
Got to try out the new Arab word she learned.
Shubadak.
What's that mean?
Let me see your hands.
Organizers called this year's event the most successful so far. Only four girls were killed, down from a dozen last year, making it the most accident-free on record.
My bad. That's late breaking news. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty deep.
You know what be fucking me up? That come from, you ever read The Onion News?
No, I have not. I've heard of it, though.
That's a fucked up site. I mean, because I guess it's kind of as fucked up as the Nutty News. But I mean, I'm reading real facts, people. You know what I'm saying? The Nutty News is real facts. Onion News? Yeah, this is more late breaking news.
Increasingly, American parents are spending more time at work and less time at home. With the cost of nannies on the rise, many are turning to a new solution to their child care dilemma. Susan and Mark Andelman of Portland, Oregon, started sending their son Timothy to a daycare facility in India 4 months ago.
Oh, it used to be quite a hassle in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Now sometimes I'm even able to just get him right into the box without even waking them up, so it's a lot easier.
Outsourcing Timothy worked so well, they decided to send their three-week-old daughter, Brittany, to infant care in Sri Lanka. Though the wages earned by overseas child care workers would seem low to Americans, in countries like India, they are over a billion times the average salary.
It's only 12 cents an hour in India, which is a lot cheaper than $300 I was paying a week here in the United States.
It's a big improvement.
Yeah.
Before he was acting out, a lot of yelling and screaming. Now, when we uncrate him, he's completely quiet.
Yeah, for like 2 or 3 days.
The system is not without its problems, however. In June, Patricia Nattings of Omaha, Nebraska, incorrectly wrote her zip code, causing little Kimberly Nattings to spend nearly 3 weeks lost in the mail.
I have 2 months in
prison. Ah, man, that's too fucked up, man. That's too fucked up.
Wow.
Oh, man, and I thought goddamn,
Nutty News was crazy.
Jeez, people. That is like off the wall. That's like,
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth?
No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
Oh my God.
I love babiesovernight.com. That's right.
Damn right.
Babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive,
then that bitch back.
We'll send another. Don't ruin your
Oh my God.
Going to hate you.
Got a black baby with a white ass. Send it in the back.
Oh my God.
Your new bundle of
toys
in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Oh man. Hey, I just got my little. I just got my little girl in the mail. She's got a male's ass on her though. I got a defunct baby. I'm sending her back.
Oh my God. DOD baby.
Her ass looks too masculine. Oh man, it's going down, people. This is Fantastic Friday, man. We was live up here in the building. Yeah, with your host, Captain Smell So Good. International co-host, Mr. Sayonai, is somewhere. I don't know what.
With his parents.
Oh, shit. I forgot people do got parents. My bad. Damn.
Well, he is actually working, too. He's working and then going to his parents. They got him on the move.
He working that goddamn Halo. That's what he's doing. Working that Halo, reloaded 4 times. It's all good,
yeah.
though. You know what I'm saying? Konnichiwa to you.
Konnichiwa.
It's real. And if y'all don't know what the hell we talking about, Tuesday time to learn a language, the language of the month. For the month of September is Japanese. You know what I'm saying? We're learning Japanese. Well, we're massacring Japanese, that is. But, hey, you see what we've learned? Konnichiwa, goddammit. And sayonara. 2 words to get your ass in and out the country. And that's all you need. Konnichiwa. Uh-oh, seen enough. Sayonara. At this motherfucker.
Don't forget your passport.
Oh, man. And that's too real. That is too real. Hey, check this out. This is some real late breaking news. We over here in Italy. How about this? Actually, there's two, because this is very important for you parents out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to listen up, definitely, if you happen to go to Italy. Because ice cream ad featuring pregnant nun is banned.
Wow.
I didn't know nuns can get pregnant or should be getting pregnant, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have it a stab at that holy cooter. The advertising watchdog has banned a controversial print ad for an Italian ice cream maker featuring a heavenly. Yeah. Oh, my bad. Heavenly. Oh, no, heavenly. Heavenly. Heavily pregnant nun. Yeah. With the strap line immaculately conceived. Right.
Yeah.
I want to run out and get some of that ice cream. Yeah.
That means no dick.
Yeah. Immaculately conceived. Test tube ice cream. I ain't fucking with it. Oh, man. Wonder who the donators was for this ice cream. You know what I'm saying? After complaints, it is offensive to Christians. Who the cares but I? Ice cream company Antonio Federici campaign ran in the Lady and Grazia magazines, prompting 10 complaints to the Advertising Standards Authority, and complaints argued that the ad was offensive to Christians, particularly those who practice Catholicism, which that is an oxymoron. That is an oxymoron. How can you say you are a Christian practicing Catholic ways? That's like a Christian saying that he practices Muslim ways. Like, what? There's no such thing as a Christian Muslim. That, no. No people.
Yeah.
There is no King James version of the Holy Quran.
Coming up next, shoot.
Yeah, that'll be revised. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, man. All right, then hold on one second. You know we gotta keep good porn circulating in the background. You know what I'm saying? Oh, konnichiwa to Florida UFOs and everybody over there on the Paranormal Soup PSN Radio Network. Got just last night in the building. Shouts out to all my Texas who might have moved to all my exes that might have moved to Texas. Which, you know, like I said before, they my exes, so I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, moved to Antarctica. And I don't give a shit. We got Rules 254, you know what I'm saying, up in this mofo flipper. Konnichiwa, you know what I'm saying, and Mr. Sayonai. Salamu, Abadegani. And I know y'all be like, what the fuck is he saying, people? We are an international radio show here, people. We speak multi-languages. We might not know what the fuck we saying, but we speak them, you know what I'm saying?
Motomaker.
Yeah, right. More than neck us, you know what I'm saying? He is going down, people. It is going down. All right, we got another late breaking. Hold on 1 second. Oh, wait a minute. I finished up a new. Oh, yeah.
Get that great sound effect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know that one. But this is not late breaking news. It's just breaking news. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Got late
okay.
Break. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, this is Washington Dicks on Chicks. This is just the other ad for you parents out there. We're in Washington, D.C., Washington Dicks on Chicks, where Chuck E. Cheese, I didn't even know that nasty-ass place was still open, but already there. Yeah.
Where your kids get molested in the bathroom.
Oh, man. What is the only all-kids establishment that a kid can jump in a ball pen and get stuck by a goddamn crackhead needle? Only at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I love the ball pen. That's the only place I can jump in and and get wet unnaturally and come out with everybody's urine on me. Yeah, thank you, Chuck E. Cheese. Where a kid is definitely more than a nasty-ass kid. Jesus. But they've recalled 1.2 million rings and toy eyeglasses. Yeah, if y'all stop getting that cheap Chinese shit sent over here, stop fucking our kids up. More than 1.2 million Chuck E. Cheese light-up rings and toy eyeglasses were recalled over concerns that children might swallow the small battery inside the toys. How the fuck do they get the damn... Well, they're kids. They will get the batteries out. Don't even worry about that. Almost said, but no. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the plastic on the toys can break, possibly exposing the button-type batteries inside. The commission said two children were able to remove the battery from the light-up rings, and one child swallowed it. The other child put the battery up its nose. And the confusing part is, y'all was probably watching that shit. Ooh, look at him, look at him. He swallowed it. Crazy motherfuckers. Jesus, people, what is really going on?
With military recruitment down and the need for soldiers greater than ever, some say it's time for the military to change its policy of barring homosexuals from enlisting. Well, joining us today from the Pentagon is General Robert McBrayer. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure, Brandon.
General, the military has been easing restrictions on enlistment in almost every area, on criminals, older veterans, even those with serious medical conditions. Why not gays?
Gay people are different, Brandon. Under no circumstances can we put America's homosexuals in danger.
But the homosexuals themselves are demanding the right to serve their country in a time of war.
Gays of America are the only group left untouched by war. They're special, pure and rare, like a gleaming diamond or a snow-white colt. We must protect them.
Well, has this always been the goal?
It has been the solemn oath of every man in uniform to lay down his life in defense of America's precious, precious homosexuals.
How many soldiers' lives is the life of one gay man worth?
Seven.
General, tell us about the don't ask, don't tell policy, which many see as discriminatory.
The reason we instituted that policy was because we knew we would never be able to keep out all the gays. To know that any of them managed to enlist and put themselves in harm's way, it would break our hearts. Oh, the top commanders. No, we love them too much.
So you're saying that the military's entire purpose is to fight so that homosexuals don't have to.
Nor should their fragile psyches be subjected to the horrible sights that occur on the battlefield. Their pure minds should be reserved for thoughts of man-on-man or woman-on-woman romance.
Well, thank you for clarifying this very sensitive issue for our viewers, General McBrayer.
My pleasure.
God, stop. I'm like a schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
People, this is late breaking news. Those little sound bites and everything that is coming directly from my correspondents over at the Onion News. They're bringing that late breaking news. A big shout out to Goofy Boom and Hakuna Matata to you too. What the fuck is that? The Jungle Book? What the fuck that came off of? Lion King. Yeah, the goddamn Lion King. Hakuna Matata. Well, I don't know what the hell it means. Yeah, but all right. Big ups to that. All right, but anyways, man. This is Fantastic Friday. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple of little hits to hit you with. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Shout out to Goofy Bones. He just came through. And Goofy Bone is the new video out for this song right here. And make sure you go and check it out on the YouTube. YouTube.com/straightloadrock. And you can check out this new song. Yeah. It's Goofy Bone's called Why, Bitches. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean why, but yeah. Yeah.
What life worth looking at the world?
try to be rich. These people are jealous, that's why they see me. I'm on the way to court, hoping I survive. Looking in the sky, and I only ask God. Why does my world have to be like this? Singing. Why they do me this way? Living in a world where I can't succeed. Destroying my life every time I breathe. Singing. Why they do me this way? Why I'm in a world where I can't succeed? Why I'm in a world controlled by greed? The deal, take your life and it's just like that. We have no rights and that's just a fact. I'm on the street smoking a blunt trying to calm down. Walking from court that was in downtown San Jose, on the east where I stay. The place where the SJBD like the rain. Try to get me caught up with a bullshit case. I know the pigs hate on me because of my race. I try to stand tall and be all I can be. I know you don't like me but you still can't destroy me. Living the life with money in my pocket. Bitches all lined up and I know you all chocking. This is how I do it and this is how I live. Looking in the mirror asking myself then. Why does my world have to be like this? Singing. Why they do me this way? Living in a world where I can't succeed. Destroying my life every time I breathe. Singing. Why they do me this way? Laughing at the world cause I know it's a joke. I feel like a comedian blowing my smoke. I have no remorse for the life that I live. Hundreds died on the shit that I give. And my heart still beats for my fucking town. You better recognize cause you know I get around. The women want me, the men wanna kill me. With all the shit I've done, my corpse they wanna bury me. Giving a middle finger while I'm fucking your hoe. I got no time to wait, that's why I'm always on the go. The big tits I love it, the hood rats I rough with. A simple motherfucker went for God and shit. I'm always on the grind. My life I didn't fuck it. You're out here to judge it. Don't ask me, I'm still trying to ask the fuck. Why does my world have to be like this? Singing. Why they do me this way? Living in a world where I can't succeed. Destroying my life every time I breathe. Singing. Why they do me this way?
Yo, check this out, people.
General Hospital in Boston, an anonymous individual gave an unprecedented donation of 200 human kidneys. The secret benefactor delivered his gift a few minutes before 4 a.m. this morning, as seen here in the security camera footage.
It's an amazing gift. The kidneys are so fresh, they clearly must have been removed within the last 24 hours.
The philanthropist sought no fanfare and left without requesting so much as a thank you.
Whoever did this is obviously very skilled with a knife, and it looked to me like they've done this before. Maybe hundreds, thousands of times. We are just incredibly grateful.
The hospital's medical technicians have been working overtime to sort through the massive donation.
They left a note in the bag that indicated they might be making more additional donations in the future.
We're just really touched, and we hope this really inspires others to be as generous. We are especially in need of hearts, lungs, and brains.
It's sure nice to report on a positive story for a change. All right, three people are dead after a grenade-eating contest goes awry.
Timmy!
They got that late breaking news killing me, people. It's fucking killing me. You know what I'm saying? Jesus. It's killing me. Oh, man. After a goddamn grenade eating contest goes awry. Right. I think I'm going to have to go work for the Onion News, man. I don't think I'm really going to have to go work for them. Cause, we're right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Working on that weight. Get that weight down. If you fat, you fat. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Be happy. That's what's important. I love you if you're fat. I don't give a fuck. You're not fat to me. You're just thick than a motherfucker. You a big bone. That's all you are to me. I love you. Women always worry about their weight. They worry about their stomachs and shit. Little pouches and shit. Fuck that. I like the little pouch. I like me a little pouch every now and then. I like to hit it from the side and pat that pouch. I like me a little pouch.
Now to have that pouch, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying, you know, motherfuckers always worrying about the pouch. Stop it. You know, I don't like women that got racks and shit, you know. No when to say when, you know, got racks and shit. You start storing socks and shit in the motherfucker. Look, baby, put the dope under your titty. Put it under your titty, yo. But then put it in the back then, not right down there. Take the shit down.
be playing her side and shit like that. I'm saying, stop worrying about your weight. And what kill me, when people make excuses for being fat.
There ain't no excuse.
It's my metabolism. No, it is not. It's some Twizzlers in your back goddamn pocket. Let the Reese cups go. Get out of the Häagen-Dazs line. And it's fucked up when you see them in a line and they look at you, you know, in a line when they get ready to buy ice cream. Because they look at you like, yeah, and. But I got to tell you, because I love you. You know what I'm saying? And people that tell you, that they say they love you when you're fat, but they don't tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because that's the kind of motherfucker I am. That's who I am. If you're weighing over 250, stay the fuck out of Spandex. Okay? Stay the fuck out of Spandex. That shit don't look good. Like a bag of knots in your ass. Like a gang of fists chilling in your ass. And fat women kill me always working out in leotards and shit with tights on and shit, working out in tights and all that shit. No, no, sweatsuits, Glad bags, sweat it out, let the shit out. Shit. You know, always worrying about your weight. Stop it, Luther. Luther worrying about his weight. Stop it, Luther. If you're here tonight, we love you, Luther, man. We don't give a fuck if you skinny or fat. We love you, Luther. Who's always losing weight. We love Luther. Always losing the weight. We don't give a fuck if you're fat. I just want you to do the slow song. Stick to the slow song. I'm not meant to live alone. Stick to that shit, Luther.
breaking news for the fat people.
Recent surveys show that over 60% of Americans are now overweight. A statistic that is not lost on the 2008 presidential hopefuls.
They're interested in my vote, and they'll eat the things that I like to eat.
Candidates have been stopping in cities across the country to show fat voters that they love eating just like them.
I thought Romney's fried chicken speech was great.
I like people who really find it important to get in there and eat.
At a recent fundraising dinner, Rudolph Giuliani was greeted with applause after stating his commitment to eat at least 7 hot dogs and promptly following through with that promise. Hillary Clinton drummed up fat support in Madison, Wisconsin, telling the crowd that if elected, she would put Rocky Road in every public school cafeteria.
It made me like her better, and it made me want to have some ice cream.
Experts predict the focus on food will intensify as Election Day draws nearer.
It's going to bring some of these fatter issues to the forefront, and you know, that can only help the fat community.
Dietitians expect all candidates to gain 30 to 40 pounds by November, putting them solidly in line with the majority of voters.
Right. The majority of the voters.
Timmy!
Oh, man. I don't know what is going on with this late breaking news, people. But
hey, well, let me tell you something right now, man. You're now listening to a fat ass Mexican right here on the Starship Smediprise. I'm Goofy Bone. I am 45 pounds overweight.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but okay.
Believe me, when I drop that weight, all the women melt. But I mean, I still get them now. But shit, when I had, when I was at my fucking weight, oh man, heavenly angels, she would say fuck it, she would drive down here and just get it.
Right.
Anyway, fuck the dumb shit. What's up, Smelly? What's up, homie? Thank God it's Friday.
Hey, man, Fantastic Friday is going down. You know what I'm saying? Getting this money situation situated. You know, hey, shout out to P&D Express, man. My first official entertainment company coming back together with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, man. We merging. And we about to put this thing back on the map as far as mixtapes down here in Tampa, Florida. a lot of crab motherfuckers that came along and thinking that they doing something in the mixtape game, but, you know, we finna merge back together, and it's me and my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to DJ P.O.P. And, yeah, man, we finna do the damn thing. Show y'all how we represent for the independent artists and every and music worldwide, put it that way. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, finna generate that, man. Finna do some new things. Club smells so good, we be back up and running. So if y'all happen to be down in Florida, you know what I'm saying, Tampa, Florida, nighttime, come swing by. We be rocking from about 9 till about 1, 2 in the morning. So the club smells so good, it's going down. Huh? Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you, brother.
And the question is?
Do the drum roll. I need a drum roll.
My bad, sir.
What are you going to start this?
Want to start who?
The school.
Did you say the school?
No,
I wonder why
tour.
I couldn't hear Heavenly Agent. The tour.
Your tour.
Timmy!
Okay. Did I just say tour?
Yeah.
I did say that. Oh, wow. Must be the alcohol or the weed kicking in, because, yeah, I completely forgot about what I just said.
Okay, well, check this out, Smelly. When are you going to come to the West Coast? That's what I want to know.
Oh, there we go. That's a more educated question. Hey, man, by the end of this month, I will definitely know an answer if I'm going to be flying or if I'm going to be driving.
Oh, you need to fly over.
Hell no. Nah. Cause what I want to do is drive to California, hang out for about 2-3 days before we go to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? And then we drive the fuck up to Vegas.
Wow. Yeah, that would work.
Then we drive to Vegas. I got the van. I put the music in that bitch. Fuck that. We'll be a rolling goddamn party. Fuck, we'll do our own show on the strip. Pull the goddamn, cause Las Vegas allows you to do dumb shit like that. I mean, I can literally see us pop a fucking little speaker up on the sidewalk and goddamn get it how we live. Play the fucking music, do some lip-syncing performances for them and shit, and goddamn the whole time we try to sell a goddamn CD. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them other busters that be on the other corner dick riding us and shit. You know, I think that would be some real hot shit.
Man, that motherfucker was lazy. He just sat on his ass and had a CD on his pocket while me and Smelly were motherfuckers saying
new music, got his bitch looking all mad at us and shit.
I know.
Are they hustling? They're actually hustling. Look at them, hun. They're actually standing up and hustling. I've never seen that before. I thought you're just supposed to sit down and wait till people walk by you looking like a goddamn homeless child with a fucking CD in your hand. Motherfuckers. Cause Las Vegas ain't got no hustlers. I'm going to state that right now. You sons of bitches ain't got no hustlers up there. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing, but y'all, that ain't hustling. Sitting down on a motherfucking milk crate in a million of 100,000 people, and you can't make $4, something wrong with you.
And they get mad at us because we taking your spot. You know what I mean?
That shit, that was crazy. Hey, told us one thing, though. We had a lot of white folks come up to us because we was out there doing a $2 holler. And the motherfuckers cussed us out, saying we were selling the shit too cheap, and they wanted to pay more. Okay.
Like, that's the truth.
Yeah, we had a couple people. The females was the first one that told us that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, you guys are selling this too cheap. You got too much music on here. You're selling too cheap. Bitch, don't worry about it. Buy 10 copies there, and we sell it too motherfucking cheap. Keep it goddamn moving. Worry about what the hell we trying to do. Everybody want to be a goddamn consumer advisor and shit to your financial affairs. Get the fuck out of my pocket. Miss this, buy and go. Like Chinese people say. Buy and go. You. Buy and go. You go.
Hurry up and buy.
Hurry up. Hurry up and buy. You hurry up and buy. Speaking of China, you know what I'm saying?
Now, party officials in Beijing are celebrating the findings of a new UN study which listed China as the world's number one producer. producer of air pollution. Joining us now from the Chinese embassy to discuss the study is Ambassador Xulan Ning. Thank you for being with us, Mr. Ambassador, today.
Thank you for having me. It is a very proud day for my country. The labor of the people have made the sky black with the smoke of progress. We are overjoyed.
We're looking now at the skyline of Hunan, and you've called the smog levels there, sir, a grand symbol of Chinese supremacy.
Yes.
That looks really polluted.
Thank you. The sky over China is now a rainbow of grace, reflecting all the shades of our prosperity.
And your celebration of this new ranking included a parade in the coal-rich manufacturing center of Hunan. We're seeing video of that here right now. Looks like quite a parade you've got there.
Yes, there was a 100 widows smog dance, a magnificent coal ash dragon kite, and the littlest children sang a song to the spirits of the poison fish.
And here is the Beijing Young People's Vocal Group performing an ode to acid rain, which I'm told falls on 30% of China. That's quite an achievement.
Yes, we are very proud of that. We have 16 of the world's 20 most air polluted cities. We have the most.
And with emission levels up, what effect does this have on the people's health?
Very big effect. Close to 1 million people will die of cancer in China this year. Cancer is a very modern disease.
In fact, the UN report called this figure startling and noteworthy.
It was very kind of them. Chinese people will not be stopped by anything. If pollution ruins a river, we will build a new river. If pollution destroys a mountain, we will build a new mountain. At long last, the world cannot ignore our growing prosperity.
Oh, man. Hey, people.
Now, you listen to old Fiddler if he wants to keep it alive. You in America now.
Yeah.
You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
Oh, man, I'm moving to China tomorrow, people. Yeah, I'll be taking off, and I'll be back the same day.
How do you do that? Are you a baller or something?
Shit, I gotta tell you, all the way I've been in China is by Google World View, goddammit. I'm in China right now.
Sorry, people.
I'm all over Beijing, goddammit. I'm in the streets of Beijing right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, the products you got in America, we are in China, baby.
Well, yeah, something like that. But we can have kids still and have unprotected sex and let the government take care of them. That's what I'm talking about.
With kids. They limit you with kids over there.
Yeah.
Don't have any girls. They'll kill them.
I didn't know all the little chinks out there that were horny as hell. I thought they were all, like, nerdy and shit. Like, they don't have sex.
Man, did you see that the video yesterday that we was watching? Shit. Nice little hottie getting a massage. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'll show you those places, but they cost some cash, Melly.
Oh. No. Well, yeah, we got a couple of massage parlors here. Asian persuasion massage parlors. A few of them got busted, but hey, they're still open.
You know what? It's called work. And if
right.
You gotta work, you gotta work.
Right. You want special pita massage? Yeah, we massage pita. Bitch, did you say massage? Yes, we massage. We massage pita.
Why do you think I started learning the Vietnamese language, man? Come on.
Hey, you see me, konnichiwa, bitches.
Yep. And I tell you, once you start hitting them with the language, then you start getting a discount. Oh,
right.
But you didn't hear that one from me.
That right. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Anyway.
So what breaking news you got coming out of San Jose, California?
Oh, Goofy Bone is 1% full of poison oak. It should be gone by this weekend. And I will be live on the streets of San Jose snatching any particulars. And the news out here, well, shit. 950 on the west coast. It's pretty fucking cloudy. I would say it's about 58 degrees outside. I'm smoking my blunt. It's still going. So if it's cold, no wind, everything's good.
All right. Would you buy some Orb audio speakers?
No.
These are small speakers with a big sound that start from $798.
Wow.
Did y'all have y'all motherfucking mind?
I mean, speakers are speakers. Come on, people. You really want to get in that deep?
I mean, it's like
those,
fucking
it's like those Dr. Dre. It's like those Dr. Dre headphones.
Man, look, people, I'm going to drop the link. Everybody click on that and look what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all, if that shit ain't Bose, and I wouldn't even pay no shit like that for no goddamn Bose speakers. You know what I'm saying? And Bose got a nice quality sound, but you got me fucked up. And it was made in the U.S.? No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Oh, wow, they do look like orbs, though. That's great.
Yeah, you see how small they is? Yeah. That bitch is smaller than a motherfucker. They're talking about a 5.1 system. So what's 5.1? That means that's a whole surround sound system, right?
Supposedly.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, the 5.1 is supposed to be surround.
Oh, hell no.
Look how small. Go down the page and look how small that shit is. Is y'all fucking crazy? For $798... You get six motherfucking speakers? Shit.
Better sound like it's in the room.
Man, $239 for a quick pack. Man, y'all are smoking crack.
I'm all good. I'll just go to Fry's.
I don't know what the hell that is, but shit, I just go through the streets, goddamn it. Shit, tell them motherfucker. I need a stereo system, shit, and I get the hookup, because damn.
Hot stuff today.
Man, I ain't never seen no shit like that. I mean, even Bose, but Bose don't have no real, they got that one, all they shit is one unit speakers and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, but
well, anyway.
You know what, speakers are speakers. And, like, the new thing out here, like all my little rap homeboys out here, they buying those Dr. Dre headphones. It's like...
Why, because they say Dr. Dre on them? Like, who the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying?
It's like, I mean, it has a good, crispy, clear sound, but it's like, fuck, I bought these cheap-ass speakers at fucking Guitar Center. I mean, headphones at Guitar Center. The motherfuckers sound just as clear as them. You know what I mean? It's like,
bruh. I just was at Big Lots today, earlier, grabbing some CDs. They got in Big Lots, $10, wireless headphones.
Oh, my God.
Reached up to, you know what I'm saying, for $10, I would try them motherfuckers up to 50 feet. You go to mention to your TV, CD players, and all that shit.
It don't work.
For $10. I tried. Fuck it. Bucks away.
You bought them?
If I get 10 feet off of them, I'm good.
Don't tell me you bought them.
No, I ain't buying them. I just seen them. Why, you bought them before or something?
Don't tell me you bought them.
I just said I didn't buy them. I said I seen them in Big Lots.
Don't buy them. Don't buy them.
Man, Big Lots has great deals at closeout prices. Big Lots, I want my discount too, bitches. Yeah.
You get a discount for these motherfuckers?
Yeah, right. At closeout prices. Other than that, I ain't getting shit for the motherfuckers, but a dirty look when I go in there and shit. Like, I'm finna steal something. This is Big Lots. The fuck you gonna steal out of Big Lots? Shit. The hell? All right, people. Well, I got some sad news, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Tragedy averted today in Hollywood. Chart-topping singer and Dreamgirl star Beyonce Knowles was walking down this stretch of sidewalk in Los Angeles yesterday when a stray shot from a nearby confrontation ricocheted down the block. Beyonce would almost certainly have been struck in the arm or shoulder. But as luck would have it, a passerby was moving at just the right speed to intercept the bullet in its head. EMT Alicia Cotone responded to the 911 call.
Beyonce suffered a bruise to her left thigh due to the fact that the passerby actually collapsed on her. We are monitoring the bruise.
The would-be assassin fled the scene. Police say a low-level search is underway.
If apprehended, he could face a fine of up to $500 for endangering a celebrity.
It wasn't just Beyonce who was saved by the passerby today. It was all of us. It was everyone who loves great dance tunes and soulful R&B. Beyonce is so talented.
Following the incident, Beyonce was rushed to a wellness spa.
Beyonce is fine, although some people initially said they saw blood on her. Thankfully, it was not her own.
What a terrible ordeal for such a classy lady to endure. But thankfully, all of her fans are praying for her tonight.
God.
Oh, man. Thank you, Pastor Beyer, for taking that bullet to the head. That's what I'm talking about.
I got a question real quick.
Excuse me, sorry.
Does she didn't die?
No, man. The passerby saved her, man.
Fuck, man.
Is that right for real?
God damn it, this is late breaking news from the Onion News, god damn it.
But is it real? Is that real?
That's real. Did I try to have somebody kill Beyonce?
That shit is, it's really generic. So this is why I say, people, this is a prime example of don't believe the headlines because the head is lying. Now, had they had this shit really on public TV, whether it's Comedy Central, like, you know, Ron, Don, Stewart, whatever the fuck his name is with the Daily Show, and then you got the other Colbert motherfucker that come behind them, and they both do the same goddamn show. Anybody ever notice that?
Yeah.
Like, you do the same fucking topics, the same fucking everything that goddamn Ron just did. What the fuck is the difference between your show? Because you act like more of an obnoxious asshole. Okay, I get it. Yeah. That's what the Onion News is. But you gotta picture these people sitting on Comedy Central actually reporting this type of shit. You have some people out there, goddammit, shit.
Where's the Onion News at?
The Onion News is out of, hold on. They got a website. I'll drop the actual website link.
Well, just drop the link. I want to see this.
And these motherfuckers here. When you start reading the ads and shit, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Are you motherfuckers serious? And yes, people, they are serious. Where in the hell is my tags at, though? I think I came across Onion News. I forgot how long ago that was. Hold on. There they go. The site. Shout out Soundboard. TheOnion.com. Alright, people. Pay attention to the first goddamn picture. And that'll tell you a lot. Wow, man, here goes fuck-ass I-Rod. Damn I-Rod dog.
Dude, Drew
man,
Brees?
Get your ass out of here.
Drew Brees?
Yeah, you see, casually wonders out loud if he really could get away with murder in this town. when you start reading these headlines, man. Come on, man. Virginia to execute first woman in 97 years. Right.
Where's that?
That's the one up to the right.
I see it.
More colleges offering dick around abroad programs. This is live from the Onion, theonion.com, people.
But where do you get, where's like the news people talking?
Oh, where is it? Radio. Go down to the bottom. I think that's the radio little link. Go towards the bottom and it says radio.
It's the Onion.
There you go.
70% of the world's population could use an all-star benefit concert. This is Doyle Redland reporting. According to a study released today by the United Nations, 4.2 billion people could benefit from an all-star benefit concert. However, an estimated 800 two-hour concerts per celebrity would be required over the next year to set things right in the world.
ECOSOC President Martin Balinga Ibutu.
If we could get something like a WHO reunion going, we would really have something.
Though only in its initial stages, the deployment of STARS has already begun, with Arista recording artist Dido slated to be airlifted into war-torn Macedonia to perform an acoustic version of her hit song, Thank You, for whoever remains alive in the area. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com. This is Doyle Redlin. Are you brilliant? Well, I am. Which is why I took up Audible.com on their offer for a free downloadable audio.
The hell is that? Don't advertise, you son of a bitch. What the shit is that?
Damn, this video is taking 20 days to upload. It better be good quality, motherfucker.
Oh, what video?
Don't tell me you didn't fucking do it because of that. Oh, man.
Oh, they got video?
I upload it again.
All right, we're on the ONN, the Onion News Network. Hell nah. This shit crazy, man. You see these videos? Obama releases 500,000 men from U.S. Strategic Bachelor Reserve. Right.
Oh, man, I gotta do this all over again.
And today now, how to thrust your fat into a more appealing shape. Boy, this shit too goddamn hilarious.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
Oh, man.
The nation's dire shortage of good men out there. Today, the Obama administration made the emergency decision to release 500,000 men from the United States Strategic Bachelor Reserve. Chief Director of the Eligible Male Task Force, Ann Vincent, made the announcement in a press conference earlier today.
The dearth of serious yet sensitive single men has reached crisis levels. Ladies, you deserve this.
Today's emergency influx of marriage-grade bachelors is intended to meet the increasing demands of self-sufficient professional women who are sick of playing games. Constructed in 1973 in response to the decade's sharp rise in creeps and swingers, the underground bachelor storage facility is the world's largest government-run stockpile of men who aren't afraid to commit. Inside the reserve, the bachelor's ab muscles and foot massage techniques are flawlessly refined in preparation for an emergency shortage, as we've seen this year. 50,000 bachelors have already been released into several cities. While the announcement was praised by many prominent female leaders, Geraldine Costa of the Association of Professional Women blasted the move as a quick fix that does nothing to ensure the availability of quality men in the future.
We need to develop ways to convert the men we already have in excess, the slobs, the assholes, the men who need mothers, not girlfriends, into desirable potential life partners. We cannot leave future generations with a surplus of men in dirty shirts who think it's okay to split the tab.
10 members of Congress, led by Henry Wentworth, drafted a letter calling the bachelor release, quote, a sheer panic move. There are plenty of eligible, fertile 30 to 60-somethings already above ground or relatively fit and looking for love. The opening of the Strategic Bachelor Reserve has, however, raised questions about whether or not to open the Strategic Housekeeper Reserve to combat how impossible it is to find good health these days. Moving on, a new poll finds that Americans are withdrawing...
Oh, man. Well, people, I might be going to work for the Onion. Yeah. I can definitely see myself, yeah. Yeah. I have to drop them an email. I'm going to keep that up. I have to drop those guys an email. But anyways, let's get into some real fucking news. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Onion, though. Yeah.
In the house.
This is going to get real sick, people. Oh, yeah. Nutty News of the Day, people. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and off-the-wall news, man. It's going down. It's going down. Say what? Oh. All right, everybody. We can give y'all all this late breaking news from everybody motherfucking else, but got to give y'all the real news, people. This is real news coming to you live from NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean the world.
Where's the world at?
Motherfucker, I don't know. I'm all over shit. I don't know which world you want me to be on. I'm on planet Weed right now and shit, trying to get there. Just left planet Bill. Let's go over here, man. You know who Lady Gaga is? What the fuck kind of name? What kind of name is Gaga? You know, like, what the fuck? Gaga? And then what the fuck babies say? Hey, come on, people.
It's like a baby playing.
In New York, butchers say Lady Gaga's dress, yes, made of cheap meat. Has anybody seen this latest fashion sickness?
Yeah, right. I thought it was nasty looking.
A butcher said the meat dress worn by singer Lady Gaga to the MTV Video Music Awards appeared to be all beef and not particularly expensive beef. Los Angeles designer Frank Fernandez declined to explain how he made the raw meat dress, saying only that it took him 2 days to stitch, but Peter Casipio, 50, head butcher of New York's Ottomanili Brothers, said the dress was clearly all beef. Are you motherfucking serious?
She was seriously wearing meat, even wore a hat.
Hey, I'm seeing, and it's got a meat fucking hat. Use a meat head. Literally. Fucking meat head. You know what I'm saying? You know, your coach used to call it that back in the day when you did some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you meat head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely said that.
Hey, I got to go. I got to take a shower.
Okay.
Hey, but I'm going to call back in because I got to take my pops out to go shopping and shit.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Where y'all going to?
Probably go to Walmart, either that or Target. Who knows? My pop's crazy. He likes to go everywhere. Man, he got out of surgery yesterday, and right away he wanted to go to the fucking the farmer's market. I'm like, come on, Dad, you just got out of surgery.
Well, shit, the farmer's market is healthy. He got to go and get him some fruits and shit, man.
Shit, motherfucker crazy. Oh, man, should be an old man. But anyway,
I got to check, brother.
But I'll be listening to you in the shower, man, via iPhone.
Didn't really want to know that, but, yeah.
You know, no, because I can listen to him through Clinch. I put it on my little iPod dock, and I put on the Clinch, and then I find his show, boom, stick it on, turn it up. It's like he's on the real radio.
Did you say Clinch?
Yeah, Clinch.
I'll try that.
C-I-N-C-H. But that's an iPhone app. But
okay. It's not a website.
But no, they're sponsored by Blog Talk Radio.
What?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, tell your dad I said.
What's
that? Right.
That's a sound, boy. All right, man. I'll be checking y'all in a bit.
See you later.
My homeboy, GoPad. Boom. Y'all make sure, man, y'all check him out on the YouTube channel, Straight Los Regulars, STR and the number 8, LOC, Rockers, and with a Z. And, yeah, you got a lot of videos up there. The new video should be up posted. And that's the new video for the song called Why. Why? Why? I don't know why. You got the song posted. All right, keep this thing moving, people. Over here in Australia, family's Facebook stalker was a 12-year-old girl. Okay. A 12-year-old girl feared she was being stalked by a pedophile after finding explicit messages posted on her Facebook pages. but a month-long investigation by the Australian Federal Police found the girl was in fact being stalked by another 12-year-old girl. Right. The Sydney girl and her mother had been subjected to a shocking two-week ordeal in which they were sent pornographic images and had abusive messages posted on their Facebook pages. Which is why you guys got to be careful when you select friends that have friends in common of friends that are in common of friends of common friends that you don't even know who the fuck they is. Shit. Alright. Anyways, that's some dumb shit. And all you motherfuckers who allow your kids to goddamn get their own unregulated Facebook pages, well, you got to prepare to deal with the consequences then, goddamn it. Monitor they shit. Fuck kids. There ain't no motherfucking, they need their privacy. They need they, fuck no. Get 18, get the fuck out of the house. You want privacy. Anything under this roof, goddamn it, is, I'm in it. You leave your fucking room door open. I don't want to hear that shit. No, what the hell you doing in there anyway? You shouldn't be doing nothing but studying or goddamn studying. Anything else is uncivilized. Parents, y'all better tighten up, man. Fuck all that shit. Anyway, let's go over here to Florida, where a boy to miss 2 years of school, yeah, for a toy gun and backpack. Now, isn't this the same dude I just read about? No, it's not, people. This is a whole nother dude. Jesus, what the fuck is going on with y'all? The 8-year-old boy hasn't been in school for a year and will likely miss another year if the Broward County School Board has its way. Samuel Burgos was suspended from school in November after a teacher found a toy gun in his backpack. But when the boy went to register to go back to Pembroke Pines Charter School, he was told he will be expelled for this school year too as part of the county's zero tolerance weapons policy. He made a mistake, but why the severe punishment? I don't understand that, said Mike Deal Burgos, Sam's dad. People, we are talking about a water pistol. We're not talking about anything that looks anything like a real gun. But since they're banning guns of any shape, fame, or fortune in Australia, yeah, I think. Buy that for $1. All right. Let's get a little smooth out. All right, check this out, people. We're over here in Oregon. Shouts out to the Oregon Trail. Yeah, right. Where a woman admits acid attack was self-afflicted. Damn, she looked fucked up. Boy, she looks fucked up. When the initial shock faded, police in the suburb of Portland, Oregon, began to question some details in Bethany Storrs' account of the day her face was irreparably burned by acid. Why, they asked, did the burn patterns of the acid not reflect Storrs' account of a stranger tossing it in her face while she was wearing sunglasses? It's something she said she never did. Just after 7 p.m. And why did no one see the alleged assailant? And she admitted she fabricated the story of a stranger's attack. Instead, she said she did it to herself. Wow.
That's some crazy stuff there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That is, yeah. Damn.
That's, man, you're supposed to put some acid on your face. How crazy is that?
You got to be
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And,
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off!
I'm just saying, people. Self-inflicted by acid? Who the fuck does some shit like that? Acid?
Wow, and she was pretty, too.
Yeah, she's pretty fucked up now. Shit.
That is some crazy crap. It was her 15 up. Minutes of stupid fame.
Damn. Well, we still down the street from this dumbass chick. where a retiree builds a 33-ton sailboat in his yard.
Wow.
And how the hell do you do some shit like that? Alrighty. It may sound crazy, but the boat is no dinghy. It's a 57-foot, 33-ton sailboat that's built on a converted tennis court in his front yard. Although Tom West, 71, has never built a boat before or even sailed on the ocean, he has been dreaming of being the captain of his own ship for years. He doesn't know where he'll sail, but he has his ideals on where he'd like to go. Well, damn.
Wow. I'd like to have some money like that.
You're building in your front yard, and your neighbors don't complain, and the damn city don't come down on you talking about that's public this and public that. You know what I'm saying?
Because you got some change.
Yeah, yeah, he got to have some. For some reason, we're still stuck in Oregon. Wow, I guess they're trying to catch up and shit. You guys haven't been reporting us in the Nutty News lately. We got to catch up. Yeah, all right. Where a bus driver is caught on video reading a Kindle. What the fuck is a Kindle?
Rekindle?
No, a Kindle. K-I-N-D-L-E.
Oh, a Kindle? Boy, I don't even know. A Kindle? Like Kindle Wood? I don't know.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Well, anyways, while driving, a TriMet bus driver was caught on video by a passenger reading a Kindle while driving down I-5. As the driver reached into his bag, pulled out the Kindle, and set it on the dashboard, the passenger decided to catch it all on camera. The passenger, who wished to remain anonymous, recorded about 60 seconds of video as the bus runs along the Terwilliger curves. And the passenger said the driver appeared to be reading all the way through the curves and into downtown.
Wow.
Appeared to be. I mean, honestly, how can? Well, no, I guess you got to see the video. So let's see the video. We have video, people. Let's go in.
I'm on the road again.
Where you headed?
With some meds.
Oh. Oh, no, right. Right.
You know.
All right, we got 14 seconds to that crap starts, and then we can see the actual video. And let's see if he's really reading it. I want to know what the hell a Kindle is, though.
Yeah, me too.
All right, here we go. Man, this motherfucker looking right. He ain't losing that shit. Man, everybody, okay, here's the link. You make the decision for yourself. Yeah, it looks like one of the little tablets. That's all it looks like, the little fucking reading tablets, the e-reader. Yeah, yeah, there you go. Something like an iPad.
Wow.
But, I mean, in the video, you can't tell, man. Even from his angle, that shit don't show nothing. And you only got 60 seconds of video. What the fuck? You were scared or something?
And it was caught on camera. One of the passengers shot this video of the driver using the Kindle. You can see him touch it. It's right underneath the steering wheel. The bus was rolling down I-5 through the Terwilliger curves. TriMet calls it unacceptable and is investigating.
Where did he touch it at? Man, that is still, yeah. How the fuck you read anything? How you looking down periodic? Anything besides the road? Yeah, brother. Yeah. You fucked up. Yeah.
Well, there was a bus driver that was doing a crossword puzzle on the steering wheel while driving. He was reported, too.
Oh, man. That one, I could picture that one. Yeah. Not. Wow. Konnichiwa, sayonai, habarigani.
Konnichiwa, just got home from my parents. Well,
yeah,
my parents
how are?
Have been in
sayonai.
How are our parents doing today?
My parents were doing fairly
well.
Hey,
brother, don't curse at me like that. How are our parents doing? God damn it, we're on this show, man. Your parents are my parents, all right? Fucking sharing them, man. Fucking sharing them. Hey, Mom, your virtual son only wants to speak to you now because he's on air. man, how's the Halo game going, brother?
Well, I put a couple of hours in. It's a great game.
And that's it. You put a couple of hours in, then you just abandon it. You just fucking let it fall to the wayside.
Okay,
huh? You just
kick
it to the curb.
I'll hang up, and I'll go play Halo, right?
Oh, well, that's probably what you're doing anyways. You're blaming it on the parents.
Where that war at?
Oh, just playing, people. Just playing. All right. Oh, that's what's up. I hear some snap crackling and some popping. Oh, yeah. I hear it. Let's go over here to Florida, man. I'm sick of being here, but all righty. Where a woman is found 35 years after escaping from prison. Damn, she still looked the same, too. Ain't that a bit? Damn. A Melbourne woman who escaped from an Ocala prison 35 years ago will be paroled for the charges that landed her in prison, but she still faces a charge for escaping. The Florida Parole Commission voted unanimously to release Paula Carroll. Prosecutors in Marion County, however, have charged Carroll for the escape and offer her a plea deal for 1 year and 1 day behind bars. So you still got to go back to prison. God damn.
35 years on the run. That's not fun either.
Damn. Yeah, well, I mean, that tell you, if you stay out of trouble, goddammit, you know, you can do anything.
Jesus.
Motherfuckers just still want to come out and you know, still want to go to the bar and get drunk and get a goddamn DUI. You just escaped from prison. What kind of stupid shit is that? Going to a goddamn Walmart and steal a fucking cannon bar, but you a goddamn escape convict. Alright. Over in, okay. People, this might be a typo, but I'm reading this verbatim. Over here in New Jersey,
continue.
Okay, I see nobody picked up on that. I said New Jersey.
New Jersey,
not New Jersey, New Jersey.
Okay, why do you call it New Jersey?
Because there is no such thing as a Jew jersey.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's a
this is nutty news.
That's a Jew living in New Jersey.
So that makes him a Jew jerkin?
A Jew jersey.
A Jew jerkin.
Jerkin.
Oh, man. There you go. Yeah, that's weird. But a woman says boyfriend beat her with a feline cat.
Beat her while he was jerking.
Oh, man. 49-year-old Hoboken man was arrested after he beat his girlfriend with a cat and punched her in the back of her head. Hoboken police were dispatched to the 300 block of Marshall Drive, and a 20-year-old Jersey City woman was crying and told police that her boyfriend punched her a few times and hit her with a feline cat.
Hey,
report said she said she had pain to her lower back and the back of her head.
What I want to know is the cat all right?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Nobody giving a fuck about the cat.
Yeah.
How you gonna beat pussy with pussy? That's just
not
wrong.
That's not dick slap, but pussy slap.
That is just wrong. Oh, okay. Thank you there, Florida UFOs, for dropping what the hell a Kindle is. All right.
Some kind of iPad.
No,
well, it's just an e-reader.
Yeah,
it's
yeah
e-reader.
If anybody
don't
would
read
know,
a book.
Cyanide.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've heard of it before. I just didn't really. They had something else. They had something else when it first came out. It was called something else. But it's strictly for reading books, even though the iPads and shit do the same thing. But this is just for downloading e-books. You know what I'm saying? That's all it's for. A
little bit more comfortable to read on than an iPad, because the iPad is backlit. And when you're reading a book, you're not reading something that's backlit. And the Kindle is more soft for the eyes, and it's easier and more comfortable to actually read a book with that. The iPad, it works, but it's not ideal.
So it's easier to drive a bus and use it at the same time.
Right. We got late breaking news, Hebrew. Late breaking news.
Later this month, Queen Elizabeth II becomes the oldest reigning monarch in British history. The 82-year-old royal has been waving at the country for 54 years. Joining us now is historian Richard Cadburn, author of the Queen's official biography, Destined to Wave. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cadburn.
Absolutely.
Sir, can you explain why this is such an important moment for the British people?
Oh, well, Queen Elizabeth is tremendously important. I mean, people such as myself have grown up watching her waggle her hand back and forth. She waved us through the Cold War, the Brixton riots, and just recently the 2005 London bus bombing.
Some very dark times.
Yes. When England is in peril, she's always there to wave. And, well, we can't thank her enough for that.
Mm.
Thankfully, she has private estates that she can retreat to recuperate from the requirements of waving.
Now, in your book, you said Elizabeth II brought waving to the modern age. What exactly did you mean by that?
Well, she was the first queen to have her wave televised and the first to have a wave stream on the Internet.
Mm. Now, this concept is so foreign to all of us here in the U.S. Can you trace it back to its origins for me?
Well, it started in 939 A.D. by Edmund I. He was the first man ever to wave at the people. They believed that he had been divinely chosen to wave and that God directly communicated what kind of wave to give. I mean, the royals all really have such beautiful hands.
Mm-hmm. Lately, Prince Charles has been taking over a lot of waving duties from the Queen. How are Britons feeling about that?
Well, it's no secret they're not too thrilled
about
it. They really feel that Charles is not the most beautiful waver in the world, and you can see him muddling his way through it.
Well, it takes years and years of training, I think.
Well, he's had years and years. I mean, Prince William is already a better waver than he is. It's disappointing.
Oh, man.
It's weird that they're talking about the Queen, because the sentence we got to watch her waggle her hands back and forth wouldn't look good if they were talking about a king.
Oh, man. Well, they were talking about Prince William and Prince Philip waving their little hands
And Prince Charles, yeah. Watch Prince Charles waggle his hands back and forth.
But nobody really pays attention, man. That's all they do for that country. Who sits down? When have you ever seen the Queen sit down and make any motherfucking decision? Exactly. They ain't never had her publicly televised on television, not that I've seen, or any late breaking news from CNN. The Queen is in meetings with Parliament. The motherfucking pass. Any goddamn thing. So what the fuck is she there for?
I don't know. It costs
to wave.
A lot of money,
to
I
wave.
Mean.
To wave, people. She's there to fucking wave. Damn it. Boy, look at her, people. Thank you, Nutty News, for bringing us back to reality on that one. Yeah. And over here where all of no fat people live, that's China.
Well, there are fat people in China, believe me.
Well, they got
sumo wrestlers.
You know, yeah, you know, they got a sumo wrestlers. Where you ever seen a fat Chinese woman?
Sumo wrestlers are in Japan.
Oh, well, then we still fucked up.
I'm going to test it. I'm going to go to YouTube and I'm going to type in fat Chinese woman.
Well, let's find it, man. I guarantee you're going to have to find a fat Chinese woman. I ain't never seen a fat Chinese woman in the United States. And that is like, wow. I've seen a lot of little fat Chinese kids now. Don't get me wrong. When they come over here for it, some of bitches get McDonald's quick. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I want McDonald's. I want McDonald's. It's McDonald's, motherfucker. McDonald's, whatever. I want McDonald's. Hamburger. The hell out of here. You want goddamn... What's your body like the rest of us goddamn Americans? Shit.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think he's found it, people. He's probably found the most obese Asian woman.
They're on the lot, you're sure of that, but just look for fat Chinese woman on Google and you will find some. I can't look at this, I gotta click it away.
He's kinda clicking away. This, people, is not porn. In China, 160 escaped cobras causes fear in town. How the hell they escape? Okay. Residents of a township in southwest China have been running scared after more than 160 cobras escaped from an illegal breeding laboratory. People in Shijiao Township in the huge Chongqing municipality have found the deadly snakes in outdoor toilets, kitchens, and on the streets since they escaped. Zhang Arian had just gone into the toilet when he heard a loud scream, and she came running out while trying to hike up her pants after coming face to face with a cobra.
Wow.
I'm sure that was a scared shitless situation.
Thinking the exact same thing.
I was scared shitless. No, meaning I couldn't shit after seeing that. Yeah. Well, that's scary. All right. Well, we got a couple of more, and we're getting back into the groovy sounds of Fantastic Friday. In South Carolina, bank robber says, thank you, and gets no money. Okay. Authorities said a would-be South Carolina bank robber left with a polite thank you after a teller told him she didn't have any money in her cash drawer. North Charleston police told multiple media outlets that 31-year-old Melvin Jesse Blaine walked into Wachovia branch with a note saying he was robbing the bank and asking for $30,000. And investigators said the teller told Blaine she had no money, and he walked out empty-handed saying, thank you. Okay, all right. First of all, just for you not getting any money, I'll damn sure grant you an award for that.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And then for walking out and, yeah, just walking out and saying thank you, I mean, shit. You get an award for that one, too, brother. And here you go.
Cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
People, this still brings you to the question of, we in 2010. How in the hell are motherfuckers getting so sophisticated that they are robbing banks with just a fucking note? Are you that goddamn serious?
No, your blue Skechers.
No, the red Skechers. I like those.
Sorry.
Oh, my bad.
You know.
I didn't hear that.
There's about five kids in the house right now.
I didn't hear that. You know what I'm saying? Where are my yellow Skechers at? Where are my yellow Skechers? Shit, I can't find them. Heavenly Angels, give me my yellow Skechers.
How about the purple ones?
No, those are gay. I want the yellow ones.
Oh. Yellow ain't gay?
Yes, they are. Like Big Bird.
He doesn't want purple, just give him pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yellow
hey, every
is,
man,
is
a real man
Big
does
Bird.
Wear pink, you know. Only real men wear pink. That's
I wear,
real. That's right.
I put pink on when behind the closed doors. You know what I'm saying? It's called cooter, baby. It's called cooter. I put it all on me. You know what I'm saying? I wear
See,
it.
See, that
out.
Was coming.
And I wear it out. Oh. Sorry, people. I forgot. This is a family program. This is...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Friday family night.
Yeah. At Chuck E. Cheese.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah,
jump in the balls. Have a good time.
Oh, man. Well, this is the last one, people, unfortunately, for Nutty News of the Day. Brought to you apart by NuttyNewsTheDay.com. We're in Arizona, where 171 cats and dogs are seized from couple's trailer home. Yes, people, I didn't say a home. I said a trailer home. This might have been a double wide. You know what I'm saying? Well, we got a triple wide. And... Yeah, all right.
I got a lot of animals, but not that many.
Right. Pinal County authorities in Arizona have seized 171 cats and dogs living with a family of four with no running water and no litter boxes.
Ew.
The couple and their two adult children were living in the home with 152 cats and 19 dogs. And there were layers. There were layers of feces on the floor throughout the trailer.
That was the carpet.
Yeah, that was the carpet. Yeah, this is my new feces rug. I just went down and bought it for my Newers R Us. Yeah, that new store. You know what I'm saying? They got the smelliest. Yeah, right. Man, come on, people. Yeah. First of all, I have to give a public health warning. You know what I'm saying?
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Cause, yeah, y'all some nasty mother.
Sheep crying, no good, rotten, far-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. Wow. That is too crazy, people, but that will do it for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you apart by NuttyNewsTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news that you will only hear from around the world. And I mean the world.
You got shit for brains.
Did he just say I got shit for brains?
You sure did.
You little song bitch. Song bitch. We got late breaking news about the future, people. Late breaking news about the future.
Robots are playing a greater role in our lives than ever before. Cleaning our houses, driving our cars. Are we becoming an overly mechanized society?
Well, robots are a part of our modern society.
Of course.
I mean, a vital part, and they make everything easier for us.
We were talking about this in the human section of the bus on the way over to the studio. We agreed. I don't think that robots pose any danger to us at all.
Now, I owe just as much to robots as any other human does, but the 10 p.m. curfew for all things made of flesh, well, it feels a little restrictive to me.
In what way? Yeah. When the automated police force orders you inside, that's just them doing their job.
That's what the cavity search robot said this morning at the office.
Mm-hmm. That's what my doctor robot says every time he gives me my dose of anti-fertility pills.
They're doing a terrific job of being our caretakers.
But the Worldwide Robotics Corporation did promise that every new robot built would be installed with a subservience chip.
Mm-hmm.
And that went right out the window.
That was voted down by a majority of robots in Congress. Why would they turn against us? It doesn't make any sense. We're the ones who created them, mm-hmm. or the at least the alpha model.
Right. Speaking of robots and politics,
mm-hmm.
last week President Executron gave a speech to all humans, and he said to remain calm and stay indoors.
It was
such a beautiful speech.
Well, he spoke about building an endless sea of shining, perfect robots.
I was reading in my cell. You have to give it a lot of credit.
It's coming, people. It's coming. Right. All right, people. That is it for your late-breaking news. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And new video is posted, people. The new why. And I'm going to check it out right now. That's what I'm talking about. Straight Loc Rec. STR number 8, LOCREC. It's going down, man.
Thank you.
Goofy Bone and Why. The Rise and Fall of a Mexican Psycho. Straight Loc Records. Live. 182 TV. Yeah, y'all hear we rocking out. We rocking out. All right, well, I'm going to rock out to this YouTube video where y'all rock out to a little something right here. Any special requests? I didn't think so. You know what I'm saying?
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
Open the Dutch's line. Monkey pillin' bananas. I dump sack slide. A DTS trash banana. Roll fast. Then the double orange banner. That's my answer. Fire up like the stove did my man, Mr. Dancer. Impact to the lungs. It's like carpenters with hammers. I get nailed after 2 hours. Think good. No shoe smell. I really like the way this makes me feel. I call it true brown. Sit still. It will kick in like Bruce Lee. Or police banging at the door. When locked loosely. Chill. Don't panic. Think tall. Like a man on some steel. If you can't stand it, puff no more. Four, zero, and zero. Weed. It's not for everybody. Nope. It's not for everybody. I like to mix it up with a little bit of a cut. Feeling me. I am like I'm another person next to myself. Nah, I don't need no help. Yeah.
Puff, curse, no, hate, crush, but all day I'm high, no lie, I call Mr. Nice Guy. Puff, curse, no, hate, crush, but all day I'm high, no lie, I call Mr. Nice Guy.
About to twist another clip, quick, on some other shit. Brother split, two colors, bud, I call it some of this, some of that, some is rap, smoke, then some up the track, dope, with some summer script, heat, complete in the pack, a loose leaf, I needed that, cat, I mistreated that, get the hell up off of my pen, a big pen attack, tick, that mean it was time, pop, I'm writing a line, God, if the cat was on the pen, you'd be scribbling signs, shit, that's just me again, myself, yeah, he be your friend, I have a dribble in mind, fine, define leader, man, Wheaties in the leader bin, back man, I keep a rap, he the stack. Smell it through the bag, you complete the sack. Gong, show it all of that. Gonzo, I'm calling that. Draw it back. Don't wanna talk no more, you bought the morbid crap. Me, I got the Amsterdam. I call it Hammer Man. It makes me feel like I got on baggy pants when I slam a gram.
Puff, cook, no, hate, plus, bug, all day. I'm high, no lie, I call Mr. Nice Guy. Puff, cook, curse, love, hate, touch, but all day I'm high, no lie, I call Mr. Nice Guy.
Hey, yo, Trey, what's up? Happy 420, man. It's all good, but, shit,
we'll be right back.
smoke alone.
If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know what I'm saying? All right, people, you got 10 minutes to get your last shout-out on, promotion on, tell what you're doing for the weekend on, whatever the f*** is going on.
What's
going on?
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, what kind of, konnichiwa, bitches. Yeah. Y'all be saying it wrong, too.
Konnichiwa,
bitches. Or Muraneka, either one of them. You
Muraneka.
Hey, it's not konnichiwa. I don't know why y'all keep mastering the language. It's konnichiwa, bitches. Or it's konnichiwa, Muraneka.
Muraneka.
All right. Konnichiwa, Muraneka.
What's up, Muraneka?
Oh, man.
You say it like that, it literally mean that you make somebody a mama?
Oh, yeah?
Moodle maker?
Yeah. Oh, well, hey, I'm a Moodle maker.
Hey, you know.
Yeah. Oh. Does that sound right? I don't think that came out right. Right. Hey, Goofy, man, what kind of software are you using? What kind of program you use to put that together?
That's Adobe Premium Elements or some shit like that.
Oh.
Why? What's up?
No, it's got a lot of nice effects because motherfuckers want me to do a video for them and shit. And shit, using some shit like that, hell yeah. All I need to do is get 4 or 5 little spots. Because these punk motherfuckers down here, they like to just go to the club and do the whole goddamn video from the club.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you want a video, then you need to have some, you know, if you got the cash for it, put it that way. If you got people that can help you out, you should have a couple of shots where you ride through your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Hitting up the little hot spots and shit, you know, whatever the main streets are. And they need to be on cam with a couple of people, you know what I'm saying? As long as it fits into the neighborhood. If it's a hood video, you know what I'm saying? Or you talking about the hood in the period. And you should have those types of elements. Or if you, you know, I don't know, whatever you're talking about in the video, you know what I'm saying? But like you have different pictures of, you know what I'm saying, world shit going on. Your neighborhood, yeah, different shit, but it all, you know what I'm saying, went around the theme of why.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that made sense to me. You know.
I kind of do it
like Deuce, like I'm from the city, his whole video, his shit really shouldn't be no club scene. I mean, he might have one club scene, but I'm from the city, that should be, you should be riding through graveyards, you should be riding through all the dope holes, you know what I'm saying, all the hustle spots. That's I'm from the city. That's representing. I'm from the city, nigga. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm be talking about. But you need a cast for that, you know, for people to actually capture that type video.
But, I did that video all by myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you can't film yourself driving by and shit. Well, I guess you could.
Yeah, you can. You just put the shit on a tripod. And
yeah.
Motherfuckers.
And it's just drive by and shit. Yeah.
You gotta find an area that no one's around because, you know, your shit gets stolen, you know. But, fuck it.
Oh, that motherfucker make up a video shit. Nigga, that's called free hardware. Let's go ahead and get that. Yeah. Watch your back, people, when you're out there making your videos.
That's so smelly.
What's that?
Well, what'd you think of the video?
Yeah, it's nice. It's good production. I left a comment already. Video watching from the beginning to the end. You know what I'm saying? Nice little skin flicks off up and down. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're in there, people. It's all in there like Prego. And I'm not talking about Prego.
You know, every bride I use in my videos, I either fuck them or I have some relation to them, you know? I don't use no acne towels or motherfucking... all that other bullshit.
Hey, I can't use the chicks that I have in my videos. They're busting it wide open. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta be going, but I just wanted to tell everybody have a good day and have a good weekend. Be safe. All the homeboys out there wear a rubber. And, yeah. All the women.
Yeah, tell your father to take a break.
All right.
Rest
thanks,
it up, Tom. Yeah.
Got to rest there, brother.
I'm glad you're taking good care of him, though.
Don't you? I always take care
of you on that one. Yeah. That's good.
All right.
All right, everybody. Smelly.
You got
have a great weekend.
Coupon for that one, brother. You got a coupon for that.
Smelly,
for
Saturday.
Talk soon, Goofy. Have a great day.
All righty.
You have a scandalous Saturday?
If it is, it'll be from the block, so...
Who's this motherfucker right here? Look at this 300 trying to cut me off. See that?
Yeah.
Am I in the wrong?
Yeah, we saw that.
We all watched.
Oh, he's talking to his dad, yeah.
Oh.
Pops is in the car, you know.
Hola, papito!
I haven't got pops yet, Mother. This is my homeboy Benny Hunters with me.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, okay. We thought you were talking to yourself.
So we chauffeur pops around like he's some mafia don, if you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, he's got to have some protection.
Okay. I'll buy that for all the groovy chicks that are jumping his bones, right?
Yeah.
Put your
cell
phone up.
My dad be
fucking in the air.
That's hookers.
Well, no. Y'all got hookers in California?
We got hella. We got hookers. We got whores. House call girl. So-called the professional hooker. A house call girl.
Sounds like Las Vegas. Oh, did I say that?
Right. No, you didn't.
Oh.
All right, man. I'll see y'all later.
All right, people.
See
you
later.
Get him, Timmy. I'll get that down. He got an extended down beam. I mean, that motherfucker, he'll bring everybody in. Well, I got to get the new beam. We got a new beam upgrade coming once I find it. Yeah. Once I find
it. He is packing that 45 extra pounds, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to get the heavy beam going on. You know what I'm saying? And,
it was not heavy a stalk. We had to beam in twice.
You might have to beam me in three times.
He's trying to blame the grandkids. Oh, I got the grandkids with me. That's the extra weight.
Yeah.
Pork, I don't hear anyone around you. Oh. Right. Hi, people. Check this out. What you got planned for this weekend, Ms. Evelyn?
Well, I'm going to spend time with my grandson. And,
okay,
it's
enough of that. Cyanide.
I just finished up decorating his room, Disney Cars, and he's getting a special surprise. He has no idea. He thinks he's going to be moving into his new apartment with nothing in it. So it's all decorated.
Oh.
I'm going to post some pictures on Facebook. There you go. That's the excitement I got.
He's moving into his new apartment.
Yeah, he's moving. They're moving.
Oh, okay. And the kid happens just to be going along with him.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
That's how it works. Something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
They still doing that nowadays? Damn, well, ain't no parents still take care of their kids in 2010, but Jesus, people. I guess, hey, we still got a few parents out there. That's what I'm talking about. Well, this what you got going on side now for the weekend, man?
Shooting people on my television.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No better feeling, man. It's no better feeling.
Check
well, I'll be heading out in about an hour to hit the block. So you guys stay tuned, man. You know what I'm saying? Might go ahead and run a scandalous biatch Saturday show live from the hood, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold my breath then.
Okay, I'll give you a coochie coupon for that. Well, no, how about you give me one? Oh yeah, there we go. Then she's handing them out. This is for Miss Heavenly Angel handing out the coochie coupons, people. We are out of here. Fantastic Fridays. Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, Captain Smell So Good, International Calls, Mr. Zionai.
Stateside,
and our stateside sidekick, that's what we call him, is Heavenly Angel now. This is our stateside sidekick. Yeah, damn right. Finally come up with a name. And I'll let y'all later, people. Have a safe and unstressed and blessed weekend. Oh, yeah.